I'm feeling calm, but I'm never relaxed. I feel it coming, but I'm holding it back. I'm on the edge, but I never attack. I'm straight off the moment, but I still come back like that. I'm a strong man, weaker than I once was. Reading brambles, still hard to handle.
Good Wednesday morning. I hope you are having a fantastic Wednesday. We are halfway through the week. We're getting there. It's been a busy week for me. I'm sure it has been for you. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. We are informative, local, and dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I would love for you to join in this conversation today, 437-1620. You can call or text the text line. Either way, whatever you feel comfortable with. I am here with Michael Bourgeois with Compass Solar. Good morning.
Good morning, Tammy.
How are you?
Doing very well.
Good.
Thank you.
Has it been a busy week for you?
Yes, it's always.
It's been crazy.
Absolutely.
We're trucking through. The busier it is, the faster it goes.
That's true.
Yep, and we'll make it to the weekend before we know. It's kind of been a rainy, cloudy Pensacola week, but I hear that this weekend it's supposed to be beautiful. So
good.
Looking forward to it. So we are going to talk about solar as an investment today. How can we make solar an investment?
Solar as an investment. This is a question that comes up a lot. This is probably one of, if not the most common question that comes up as our consultants are sitting with people in their homes talking about going solar or potentially going solar, discussing all of the pros and the cons and advantages, disadvantages. The one question that most people, I would say 90% of people, have in common is what is the return on investment? And what is the payback period for going solar? So just wanted to touch on that. The ROI, or the return on investment, and the payback period are actually two different things. The payback period for going solar is, depending on the installation, depending on the complexity of the project and the size of the system, can be anywhere between 5 and 15 years. And here's what I mean by that. Let's say you are going to pay cash or just write a check for the entire cost of the project. We're not talking about financing here. We're just talking about paying for the project outright. And let's say that it's 30 solar panels, just as an example. If your home is a one-story home, asphalt shingles, all 30 panels are on the same side of the roof, the same roof surface. They're all just right in a row, pretty much butted right up against each other. That's about as simple and clean as an installation can get. So that may be a 5-year, 7-year payback period before you get a full return, right?
Right.
Before you see all your money come back to you. Let's say you have a same size system, 30 panel system, but you live on the beach and your roof is a standing seam roof and it's really steep. And it's all chopped up, and we have to put the solar panels divided across, five different directions up on your roof. And we have to, rent a lift to help us get those 30 panels 3 stories high on your house
right.
on the water. And the wind load means we have to put a lot more attachments. So same size system, but, that might be a 10 to 15 year payback period. Mm. It just depends. So it's really tough to know what the payback period is without entering all of your, power usage information and analyzing your site, your home, entering it into our software to where we get accurate projections and calculations. So, but, 5 to 15 years, depending on the situation, for a payback period for going solar. So, which is really not too shabby considering you put a 30-year warranty on this stuff.
Right.
If let's say on the long side, your payback period is 15 years, that means that, your system has paid for itself and then it's just free electricity for the next 15 years.
That's amazing. And it's only going to go up, right? Energy's only, it just keeps going.
Well, that's
going
right.
Up.
And that's the thing too. The higher the cost of electricity goes from your power company, truly the faster that buyback period is if you're doing the math correctly, if you're being fair with the math.
Okay.
A lot of people like to compare solar as an investment to you know, your more traditional investments, or even some untraditional investments. So, and that's really not a fair comparison. It's really, it's apples to oranges when you're comparing solar as an investment to any other type of investment. The main thing about that is that, you know, it's not like you're setting money aside to invest in solar. Mm-hmm. This is something that's going to replace an existing bill. So
traditional
paper investments, they're not replacing a bill. They're not eliminating a bill that you already have. And it's a forever bill. You know, it's electricity. So this is something that you're going to pay for the rest of your life. So with solar, there is a way to completely eliminate that bill or get close to eliminating that bill. And so that's why it's unlike other traditional paper investments. So the ROI on solar, a healthy ROI in general is considered 7% is considered to be a healthy ROI. That would be the S&P 500, right? If we're talking trading stocks. All right, it's a relatively safe investment. And for a lot of people, that's a passive investment. Like, you know, you put it in your 401k, you don't look at it. Mm-hmm. You just let it accrue and accrue. Some years it does better and some years it does worse, but it averages out about 7%. And people are okay with that. And they're happy with that. Well, the national average ROI for solar is about 10%. So that's trending just slightly higher than what most people consider to be a really safe and healthy ROI. Mm-hmm. So a 10% ROI is strong. Now, we're not comparing it to day traders and cryptocurrency and, you know, whatever other volatile thing is out there that causes you to have to, you know, monitor your investment multiple times a day to see if you need to sell or buy or you know, what you need to do. How do you need to move your money around? This is a passive investment. You know, it, you don't have to think about it. It's just there. Mm-hmm. So the national average ROI is about 10% for solar panels. But again, that's kind of comparing it to traditional investments that don't eliminate an existing bill.
Okay.
So solar is a very, it's a special investment. It's a really, it's an incredible investment because you are potentially, you know, you're, if you're going to finance it, let's say you're financing solar for $200 to $300 a month. Well, that means that your power bill was $200 to $300 per month. Mm-hmm. And so you're not just getting a return on investment there. You are eliminating another bill. And, you know, once the system is paid for, once that payback period is over, it's sort of, it's infinite. Well, I won't say infinite, but it's as long as that system produces electricity, you're going to continue to get a return on that investment. So beyond the payback period, it just pays and pays and pays and pays because you are not having to pay the power company.
Right, at the same time.
For that portion of electricity.
Right, so you eliminate the power bill, you're just paying on your product, your solar panels. So you're just swapping, you're still paying, but you're paying towards an investment of something.
That's it. It's your appliance. It belongs to you and it generates electricity for free.
Absolutely. By the way, if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. With me today, I have Michael Bourgeois with Compass Solar. You can visit them at compasssolar.com. That's three S's. Their phone number is 439-0035. We're discussing solar as an investment, maybe a return on investment, your payback period. If you want to join in this conversation, you're welcome to. It's 437-1620. You can text or call. So, like you said, we're just replacing a bill for a bill, but in, over time, when that's paid off, then you don't
have
to.
It eventually goes
away.
Right,
that's amazing.
Your options are a forever bill that will continue to increase for the rest of your life, or go solar, and if you finance it, you have a bill for a little while that more or less eliminates the other bill, and eventually your solar panel payments will be gone, and you'll still have this appliance on your roof that's producing electricity to meet your needs day in and day out, and you don't have a bill. So you don't have a power bill. Now, it's important to know that unless you have storage, unless you have batteries, FPL is going to be the only power company in our area where you can realize a 100% consumption offset and have it pay you back correctly.
Okay.
Okay, if you are not an FPL customer, if you are a member of a co-op power company, then you want to taper the amount of solar. 30 to 50% okay. is right around where we aim when we're sitting down with people that are not FPL customers. The reason being is that that power company's buyback is not the same as FPL's. It's much less. So it doesn't pay to overproduce. And that's an incredibly important detail. And we see it all the time when we sit down with someone that has a, you know, EREC or something other than FPL, where other solar companies have come in and they've sized the system as if they're FPL. Mm-hmm. They've projected a buyback period, a payback period as if it's FPL, but it doesn't work that way. So we have to reduce the size of that system to get them the appropriate return on investment that they're looking for.
Right.
It's very important.
Would you tell everyone what your motto is over at Compass Solar?
Well, our mission statement, our motto is, if we take care of our customers, God will take care of us. Or, you know, we take care of our customers, so God takes care of us.
I love it. I had a friend text in, how long do solar panels last? Are they as efficient as they age? Good question. Thank you.
That is a good question. Every solar panel, at least the tier one panels, have a 25-year warranty, a 25-year production warranty. Some have a 10 to 15-year parts warranty, and some have a 20, 25-year parts warranty, but they all have, at minimum, a 25-year production warranty, meaning they're guaranteed to produce a certain amount as well as they did as the day they were installed. And this warranty ranges from 75, 80% all the way up to into the 90th percentile. And what that means is that they're guaranteed to produce, you know, 80% as well 25 years from now as the day they were installed. Or the panels that we use actually have a 92% production warranty, or the panels that we recommend. We'll put on, if somebody's in love with some particular product that's not as good as what we're recommending, we'll still do that for them because we're a custom designed company.
Okay.
But the panels we recommend have a 92% production warranty. So they should produce 90, or they're guaranteed to produce 92% as well 25 years from now as they did the day we installed them,
That's
we installed
really
them today.
High.
It's very good.
That is very good.
You only lose 8%.
That's great.
Absolutely,
actually.
Over time. And we actually put a third-party warranty on all of our systems that warranties those for 30 years.
Okay.
So it's a inverter and panel warranty for 30 years and also a roof penetration leak warranty for 30 years.
Really?
Right.
That's
really
good, too.
And that's not from us. That's from a third-party insurance-backed warranty.
Okay.
So it's not something that, you know, Compass has to be in business for 30 years for you to cash in on that warranty.
Okay,
we do that
great.
To protect everyone.
By the way, if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. We are here with Michael Bourgeois with Compass Solar. That's compasssolar.com. I always say three S's because I feel like Compass Solar, that's three S's in the middle. 439-0035. You can head on over to their website. They have all the information you need that we talk about, or give them a call. Someone can come to your house, get you a solar quote, talk about, you know, they're really, really great at educating. I mean, educating first. They are not out to scam you. They want you to know what's best. Maybe you need to cut a tree down. They're going to let you know that. They don't want to just put solar panels on your roof. They also service existing solar. They do maintenance. If you have solar and maybe the company, you can't find them, they're out of town and you need some help, they're welcome. Any business with that too as well, right, Michael?
Absolutely. A lot of companies came in. There was a surge of solar salespeople and installers that came to town a few years ago, and they hung around for a few years and they did a ton of business. I mean, so much solar went up in the past few years, and recently we have found that, you know, some of those companies have gone belly up, and some of those companies have just left town. I guess they came to do what they did, and then they've moved on to whatever next area they want to sell in, wherever that market is. And so there's a lot of what we call orphaned solar customers. So we will service orphaned solar customers.
It makes it sound so sad.
Well, it is sad.
Solar customers.
It is sad when you make this 20 to 30 year
investment. No, I agree completely.
Absolutely. And then you call for help.
That would be devastating, actually.
Sure. You call for help and the number's disconnected, or you call for help and they just won't help you because they're not local. Mm-hmm. So just give us a call. We'll help you. You know, it's, we have pretty fair prices for the service we provide. So just give us a shout and we'll help you. It's no problem.
And you're local. And how long have you been in business here in Pensacola?
Over 20 years.
20 years, a long time.
Right here in Pensacola. And we consider the panhandle of Florida to be our local area. And of course, lower Alabama. Mm-hmm. In fact, we're adding batteries to an installation that we performed in the middle of last year. We put solar panels on, and we're going to be installing batteries to that system pretty soon over in Mobile. So, yeah, Mobile, all of lower Alabama, and then the panhandle of Florida is our territory.
Can you tell me a little bit about the benefits of getting a battery versus not? Like, how would you determine if you needed a battery?
Sure. If your only goal is to eliminate your power bill, mm-hmm. and you are an FPL customer, then there's no need for you to have batteries.
Okay.
If your goal is to eliminate your power bill and you are not an FPL customer, the only way to do that is with batteries. Okay. You could eliminate a portion of your bill if you're not an FPL customer without batteries, but if you want to eliminate your entire bill, then you're going to need batteries to help you with that. But the main benefit of batteries is backup energy.
Right, so like during a hurricane.
Absolutely, it's backup power. Batteries are so smart today that they will actually disconnect you from the grid and put you on battery power without you noticing when a storm is on its way, before it even hits.
Really?
So that you don't even have to experience that little brownout.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're smart today that they'll automatically engage themselves without you knowing.
That's real. I'm looking at him like, oh, wow.
The technology has just
come
far. It's incredible what batteries can do.
So when all your neighbors are sitting there in the dark and you're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. That's right. Yeah. So, I mean, it was just, so, you know, once upon a time, you would have this huge rack filled with batteries that you'd have to, like, you know, fill the water up in them and mm-hmm. you know, to get battery power. And it, even then, you know, it could do minimal compared to what batteries can do today. These lithium mm-hmm. batteries are so powerful. And the processors that they put, you know, in the brains of these batteries mm-hmm. in the control boxes are so smart that they predict the weather and they can switch it over. It is. It's very cool.
That's really cool. By the way, if you're just now tuning in, I'm Tammy Martin with Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm here with Michael Bourgeois with Compass Solar. You can visit them at compasssolar.com or give them a call at 439-0035. We've been talking about solar as an investment, maybe a return on investment, payback period, batteries. And so does the battery last as long as the solar panels?
It does not. Good question. Okay. It lasts about half the time.
Okay.
So batteries are typically warrantied for 10 to 15 years, or mm-hmm. typically expected to work 10 to 15 years. Some of the battery's warranties are 5 years, 7 years, 10 years. So you can expect a battery to last 10 to 15 years, depending on the life cycle of the battery, how many cycles the battery has. So if it's sitting there just for reserve power, it is going to last a little longer than if it's being used every single day to offset your power bill.
Okay.
Because it has a certain amount of cycles that it can go through.
Okay. And then say we've gone through the battery, it's now time to replace it. Could you switch over back to FPL and that or not?
Oh, absolutely. So when we tie in batteries, it's sort of a hybrid system. You are grid tied, but you have the batteries to switch over to as a backup.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So, and that's it's just sort of switches seamlessly between grid and battery.
Okay.
And so it's not something that you'll ever have to mess with. It's not noisy. There's no smell. There's no fumes. You don't have to do anything with it. It's just there if you need it.
Very good.
So, yeah, if your batteries were to, for some reason, malfunction, mm-hmm. You would still be powered by the grid.
By the grid. Okay.
It's no issue.
Right. Sounds great. Absolutely. It's crazy how smart these batteries are. That is amazing news because, goodness, sometimes people are in here in the studio, I'm like, I look at them like, what? I did not know this. And I get so surprised every time. So we talk about the benefits of solar. There's financing options, correct?
Right. There's so many different financing options. And this is another thing where, you know, it's... I come in with all these buyer bewares, and I don't mean mm-hmm. to make it sound scary. Solar is really exciting, and it's mm-hmm. and it's fairly easy. You just want to make sure that you're going with a company that's going to shoot you straight.
Right.
And Compass
that
Solar Energy will mm-hmm. always shoot you straight. We will always tell the truth.
And last time we talked to you, you'd already had a customer that was going to put solar panels on their roof with another company, and there was a tree that needed to be cut down. And thank goodness they called you to come check
absolutely.
It out before they invested with that
just
company.
Just covered in shade.
Covered
and
in
we see it
yeah.
all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, systems are designed and projections are made as though there's no shade and the solar panels are going to receive full sun all day long, every day. But really, there's these huge shade factors, right? Whether it's okay. a big tree mm-hmm. or, you know, a big chimney even in the way, or a, you know, a higher part and a lower part of a roof, and the panels are being installed on the lower part of the roof, and the higher part of the roof is to the south of it and just shades the lower part of the roof all day. Mm-hmm. And these are factors that are not considered. And it's tragic when people, you know, they don't call Compass Solar Energy and they go ahead with some other company mm-hmm. and then they find out that it doesn't give them the return that they were expecting.
Yeah.
So we don't expect to, you know, to get for every single person that goes solar to be a Compass Solar Energy customer. Mm-hmm. We don't. There's plenty of people out there for any industry. You know, competition is healthy. Our goal is to make sure that anyone within our coverage area, before they go solar, they talk to us first. That's all we want.
Okay.
That is our goal. Our goal is not to capture every single customer. Our goal is to make sure that nobody goes solar without meeting with us first, because we know that if they meet with us first, mm-hmm. they'll be thoroughly educated and they will not go with a company that doesn't know what they're doing or is going to take advantage of them or doesn't have the experience necessary. There's lots of good companies out there. We happen to think we're the best.
Absolutely.
But if you don't go with us, that's okay, as long as we have an opportunity to sit with you first and make sure that you know exactly what's going on and that we're on the same page.
Absolutely. That's amazing service to our community, I feel like, because, you know, they're there to help support you, make sure this is a huge investment. They want to make sure that you don't get bamboozled, as they like to say, from anyone. So that's awesome that you were willing to do that. If you need more information, you can head on over to CompassSolar.com, 439-0035. This is Michael Bourgeois with Compass Solar. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. If you want to join in the conversation, you have a solar question, 437-1620. They've been local since 1998, but been doing this for 20 years. And they're experts on solar. They know the climate, the region, the area, the equipment quality, right? I mean, because we're not like every other climate.
Oh, we're Florida. Not. That's right. No, there's different climate zones. So there's a different amount of usable sunlight mm-hmm. Per climate zone. You could pick up a farmer's almanac at mm-hmm. any hardware store or tractor supply or whatever. I think maybe even the grocery store carries a farmer's almanac, and you can see for yourself that there's different climate zones.
Right.
I mean, different weather, different cloud coverage, different amount of sunlight. It matters. So call us. We'll clean your panels. We'll give you a full service diagnostic, regardless of who installed your system. We'll do whatever you need. We're the best.
Good morning to you. Thank you for calling in. We have about maybe 30 seconds left. Do you have a question for Michael?
Yes, I have a question. What is the cost for any maintenance? Do I have to do any maintenance every some amount of years? Or is just the installation and the
The routine maintenance would be cleaning them every so often, maybe once a year or maybe once every few years. And it just give us a call and we can give you a quote, because I don't know what your roof looks like or how many panels you have.
It's okay.
There it went.
I just wanted to see if we could get the question in, you know.
Well, at least I got a complete sentence out. Yeah.